Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Actually give a whole talk about treating our work like an athletic event. And when you see it that way, it doesn't mean you don't have fun. And I mean, having a shift drink and hanging with the people you just did battle with should never be taken away.
But I mean, what's wrong with like calling that out a little bit? It almost feels like our industry is growing up a little bit. And I know it's easy to hold on to like, it's easy to hold on to what was and to really glorify it. And I liked the school of hard knocks. I liked how hard life was. I felt like I was doing something not a lot of people could handle. But it doesn't mean it needs to be the norm. And I think that to have that stuff challenged, I don't think is that awful.
This collection of the greatest athletes in battle, traveling from one end of the United States to the other, is what big time is all about.
If you just shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Welcome to Mama Food Pod, number one live digital audio industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner and award-winning chef, Chef Plum, and culinary veteran, star of the Food Saver commercial, Chef Jeff. So wrap, date, and rotate because the boys are about to set your Nissan claws. Here are the Good Brothers.
Oh, hell yeah! Happy Thursday! It's October the 14th, 2021. It's your boys, Chef Plum, Chef Jeff, Chef Dan. Woo. Plum Love Foods Live coming at you live as live can be with a fantastic show tonight. It's going to get hot, hot, hot in the kitchen because it's all about hot sauce tonight, Jeffy.
All about hot sauce, spicy sauce.
I had all that energy and you came in with like this low key bullshit.
Oh,
what happened? You got to, Jeffy. You know hey, I love you, but I think you got too many vitamins going on.
I always have a lot of vitamins going on.
I'm all like, happy. Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live. What do you think, Jeffy?
I think it's amazing. Plum Love Foods Live every Thursday.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good show tonight. It's gonna be a good show. Hold on a second. Happy Thursday, everybody. Plum Love Foods Live. It's going to be hot tonight because we're getting all up in that hot sauce talking to New York City Hot Sauce Expo. Damn, we got to judge. How fun was that?
That shit was amazing. I had so much fun doing that. I couldn't believe it. I learned so much. It was such a great time. I'm feeling good. I am vitamin free for 4 days now, so I'm feeling good.
There we go. Hey, it's going to be a lot of fun tonight. Our good friend Adam Pock from Big Brother, the bacon minister himself, is going to stop by here in a few minutes and talk about it with us. He judges hot sauce every year. He was the kind gentleman who got me involved in doing this. So look forward to chatting, catching up with him for a few minutes. We got some great clips to play later on where we interview several people at the actual hot sauce judging. And of course, we'll talk a little bit about the event itself happening this weekend, one of the best events of the year. Unfortunately, I can't go this year, Dan, because I have to go to a fucking funeral.
That sucks, man. That's not fun. That's bad for so many reasons. I'm sorry about that, man, but...
Yeah, well, you know, it's... Listen, it wasn't like a super close family member, but it's one of those that you still have to go to kind of things, you know?
Yeah, I mean, one way or the other, it's never a good time, especially when you miss the hot sauce expo, but...
Right.
You know, it is right. What it is, right?
Jeffy, what do you think?
Well, now I'm not going to answer out of protest.
Well, look, I can't wait to talk more about it, but Dan, one of the cool things that I think, Jeff, you and I, all three of us do this, we make our own hot sauce. Talk about some of those components that, you know, Dan, you could start, that you think are important when you're making a hot sauce. Obviously the chilies, but that's, we all know that, but talk about some of those other components that you think are pretty important to have when making a delicious hot sauce.
Well, I think first and foremost is a lot of times balance. You're looking for, you want that spice. You want to have some kind of background flavor, whether it's sweetness or way the pepper comes out. You want to have sometimes a little bit of bitter kind of hits right, depending on how you hit it. I learned a lot from the expo. There was kind of flavors that I didn't even think about experiencing. Something like ginger kind of standing out was something that was very interesting that I want to add to some. I want to do a new hot sauce that has like a good ginger component, because that ginger added a different complexity that I wasn't really thinking about. So there was a lot of things going on that are fun, and it's all about that balance.
It's funny, that ginger also kind of adds a little bit of heat. What do you think, Jeffy? Like, when you're making a hot sauce, like, what's, I don't know, like the base, like your base ingredients that you have to have?
Well, for me, chilies, obviously. I think salt. I like fermented hot sauces a lot, so I really like to let things get funky. And then puree them up. So a lot of times it'll be like salt, you know, pureed pepper or like chopped up peppers, maybe a little garlic or a little ginger or some other aromatic. And I'll let it get funky, you know, for maybe a week or so until it's really bubbly and it takes on kind of a different flavor. I like that funk.
You know? Yeah, no, I think the fermented stuff is delicious. You can get a lot of really cool flavors out of it. For me, if I'm making a hot sauce, I think it's pretty simple. You need to have something. You got to have the chilies. You got to have some sort of vinegar. You have to have something a little bit sweet to help balance it, like Dan was saying. And you can make a really delicious hot sauce so quick and easy. You know, I teach these classes for this company called Hungry where I make hot sauce. And we do a little poblano and jalapeno, like a green sauce. And
yeah,
we roast off those chilies. And it's important to roast off those chilies. But what I do, I don't actually take... After I roast them off, I don't take the outside char off of it, gentlemen. And the reason why, I found, because it helps, like Dan said, with that balance, to have that carbon, to add more alkaline to the acidity, to tone down the acidity. So what happens is you get this beautifully balanced sauce because of that carbon that's built up on the outside of the chilies after you char them off. It works.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
You know, it's
I like that.
You talk about balance, Dan. For me, whenever I think of that, I picture like a line, like a seesaw, with one side being alkaline, one side being acidic, like, you know, a pH scale, basically. And I'm always trying to keep it, you know, balanced as close as I can to that middle. And for me, when I'm making a quick hot sauce, if I'm going to char those peppers off, I leave that charring on there. Like I said, it adds that carbon. Carbon equals alkaline.
But that's not always the case, though, is it?
What do you mean? Carbon like, being alkaline?
Like, no. I'm just saying that's not always the case with the hot sauces. Like, they don't always, you're not always looking for balance. I mean, it kind of depends on what you're going to do. Like,
oh,
you know,
yeah. No,
you
you're
make,
so
like,
right.
Nuclear
yeah.
sauce or something for wings, and I'm going for, like, you know, I want to cry when I eat them. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like,
no, 100%. But, you know, I'm talking about when I'm doing a hot sauce class for average Joe, you know?
I got you.
Keep
average Joe can barely handle jalapeno.
Yeah, keep that heat, you know, a little bit of heat
like
in the background.
50,000 Scoville.
Yeah, easy.
Scoville.
That's right.
Scoville.
But yeah, you got to check out that New York Hot Sauce Expo is happening this weekend, October 16th and 17th, I believe.
17th.
Yeah.
Yes.
At the Brooklyn Expo Center. That's 79 Franklin Street, Brooklyn, New York. Tickets are still available. Because a lot of people go to it. You can get them. Just check them out on Facebook, New York Hot Sauce Expo. It's a great event. I think, Dan, you're going to try to go through, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to go Sunday. I'm excited. I love it. It looks so good. They're talking about some tacos. We're talking about the food that you can eat with hot sauce, which all the list of foods, wings, hot tacos, like all that stuff. So I'm super excited.
Dead babies.
Dead babies, whatever. I mean, hot sauce is good with anything.
Yeah.
No, man.
It makes some things taste
Nothing's
better.
Nothing's good on a dead baby.
Jeffy likes them plain.
Or like a baby, like cow.
Baby ears would be really tough, though. Anyway, all that aside, I think it's pretty cool. Jeffy, you should try to get through if you got some time on Saturday. Go through there.
Yeah. I was thinking about it. I would just love to link with one of you guys. But I'm thinking I might go through. I was hoping to run into Dan. He has some weights for me too, so it was like a twofer.
Oh, that's right. Because you guys pump you up. That's right. Well, guys, why don't we bring in our guest to hang out with us right now and talk a little bit of hot sauce and talk a little bit of hot sauce judging. You guys recognize this gentleman? He's been on this program before years ago. He was a contestant on Big Brother, went really far. If there's an event that has bacon at it, you can find this really good human being there himself. One of the nicest guys that you'll ever meet. One of the smartest guys when it comes to eating hot sauce. And if there's bacon, you can rest assured that he's going to be there with it. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the program, the one, the only, Mr. Adam Pock. There he is.
Yes, sir. Bacon, hot sauce. Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Bro,
thanks for having me tonight.
Dude, it's so exciting to hang out with you as always. Love seeing you in person finally. It's been forever since the pandemic.
Yes.
Give you a big hug and hang out. Bro, this damn hot sauce judging to me takes like a whole like life of its own. How fun is this event?
I've been doing it since the beginning. Steve and I hooked up, Steve Seabury, the founder of the New York Hot Sauce Expo,
right,
and High River Sauces. We've been friends for years, and I remember he's like, I'm making this hot sauce in my house. And you know, the first year there was about five or six of us as judges, and now it's an all-night event. I mean, we get there, we have multiple tables, we have pens and paper and shot glasses and beers and, you know, food, and it's a party. And for the judges, it's great because a lot of events you judge at the event.
Right.
And you don't get to experience the event. This is like our own private pre-party.
Totally.
And, yeah, it's great to see. You know, you guys were talking about, like, the different types of hot sauces. You got the fermented ones. You got the, you know, fruit-based ones. You got the jalapeno. You got the ridiculously hot. And, yeah, you guys stuck around late, and you guys did the triple X, so you know what's up.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's great because there's always at least one moment during the hot sauce judging where you forget where you are. It's like it's a combination of just fun, people, the combination of the beers that you might be drinking to wash down those hot sauces, and then that little trippy place that you go to.
Yeah.
When you get that one sauce that just hits you just right. But I do want to give a shout out to all those assholes out there that have a friend that makes a hot sauce, and it's a horrible hot sauce, and they say to their friend, bro, this is great, because there were plenty of sauces that just missed the mark. So, you know, if your friends tell you it's great, don't believe them. Go to somebody else. Go to an expert. Come find Plum. Come find me. Let us try your hot sauces, because, man, there are some people that just should have stayed home.
I tell you, it's funny because the different categories, I think, are what's really cool, Adam. It's like, you know, you mentioned some of it. Like, there's like the triple X, like melt your face. Of course, that's just fucking ridiculous. And the boys stuck around for that. That was really fun this year. But fruit-based and you know, fruit hot, fruit mixed peppers. Talk about some of those categories and some of the ones that you judged this year.
Yeah, so, you know, every year, since I've been doing it so long, I like to try different categories. So this year I got to do the Asian. And Asian, again, you're talking about the ginger earlier. I mean, there are so many, like, little nuances with like, some Asian spices that can really take off and take some incredible directions. Then Erin, who's one of the other judges, and I, we always fight over the fruit-based one. So she got to the fruit-based mild before me. So I, you know, boxed her out, and I got the fruit-based hot. And, I mean, you guys were at the table next to me. And, like, when we found a good one, man, we were sharing it back and forth because there were some really tasty ones. There's, like, an apricot one that I remember that just knocked my socks off. And then, then I stick around for the stupid ones, the pepper blends and the triple X's. And again, like I said, you eat hot sauce to make you know you're alive. You can put it on anything. You guys were talking before, you put it on tacos, you put it on pizza, you can put it on eggs, you can put it on anything you want. You can even put it in cereal if you're crazy.
Oh, Jesus.
There's always like one or two of the fruit-based ones, though, that would go great on ice cream because it has like a blackberry or like a compost feel to it.
Yeah.
You just want to like throw it on some ice cream. And that's a great way to do it, too, because it burns your mouth off, and then the ice cream keeps it cool. So balance. Just talking about before, balance. You need balance in life. You need balance in your hot sauce. And definitely need balance in judging because by the end of the night, a bunch of us were off balance.
Yeah, there was one I had that had I thought would go really good on French toast. We talked about that, and I was like, oh, that's crazy. That's amazing how many different flavors there are. But let me shout you out real quick. So you could catch him at Bacon Guru BB13, Adam Posh at IG. You can also check his Twitter, Heavy Metal Teddy. Check him out. He's doing big things. And check all things hot sauce and Big Brother. And you're doing parties too, right?
I do it all, man. I'm a renaissance man. People are always like, oh, why don't you do your own podcast? I'm like, I have so much more fun when I do other people's podcasts because I get to do different things. You know, I mean, and no offense to you guys, but if you guys have a show, you talk about food. I go on food shows. I go on sports shows. I go on reality shows. I can talk about so much. So that's why, I don't like to cage myself in. I like to spread myself out.
Well, that's the problem, though. See, you're such a likable guy. You fit in everywhere. It makes me crazy. I'm like, who doesn't like fucking Adam Pock? He's awesome.
Yeah, there are people that don't like me, and most of those are actually pigs, because when they see me coming, they know I'm about to chop them up, slice them up, put them on a grill, put them in a skillet, put it in the oven. That's how I really got started in the whole food thing was... No, we're talking about Big Brother. I wore my bacon T-shirts on the show.
Smart move.
So next thing you know, I get out of the house. I start going around the country eating bacon. And like Plum said, I met Plum at, I believe, the Bacon and Beer Classic in City Field.
Those events were so fun, weren't they?
And you were there as press. I was there as a judge. We hit it off instantly, talking about music, talking about food. Yeah. And, I was like, hey, I do this other event, the hot sauce thing. You're like, oh, I want to get involved in that. And but that's the whole thing. I mean, same thing with the food industry, man. It's networking. It's knowing people. It's being nice. It's being friendly. It's sharing. It's collaborating. And we all want a slice of the pie, but you don't want a big slice of a small pie. I want a small slice of a big pie. I like to be part of something bigger. So. Yeah,
I preach it all the time in this program, man. We work so hard. Hashtag DIY here, but. Everybody wants that piece of the pie, but if we all work together to make one big pie, there's plenty for all of us.
There's plenty to go around, man. Sharing is caring.
That's it. So yeah, it's funny that I think Dan and I started off. Dan, what was the first category we tasted while they were doing Asian?
Fruit-based medium.
Yeah, fruit-based medium. None of those were too bad. But then we got into, like, this mixed pepper, Adam, and I had no idea. Bro, Dan, there was, like, 47 of them or some shit. It was fucking ridiculous.
It was insane. 34. It was insane. The mixed pepper, mixed pepper blend hot.
That's like the first shit we were judging. There was probably, like, 70 hot dogs
total. Uh-oh, you got really muffled on us there, Adam. You got really muffled on us.
12 categories. Looking at it, you smell it.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm going to text them right now and tell them.
Some of them that just break before you even pick it up.
I think it switched to his phone.
Yeah, I think it did too. That's a pretty good guess right there. It might have switched it off from his AirPods to his phone.
Sounds like he's talking about all the different complexities of the hot sauce.
Yeah, and jumping in there with those the newbie types, like when you first start, you don't know where your category, your hot sauce fits in at. But there is a lot, man. I mean, Dan, you kept count at one point, didn't you? How many hot sauces we tasted that night?
Yeah, I think it was like 86 or 87. It was crazy.
Yeah, man.
There he is. Yeah, now we got him back.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, again, technology, man. I don't know how to use it.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh,
Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18
plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
These phone thing with your ears. You don't touch anything. Like, send me back to the old school, man. Put the phone on the wall. To the long cord. Bring it into your bedroom. Mom, I'm on the phone. Like, come on. Those were the good old days.
But, yeah, I mean, there's so many. I don't think people understand how many sauces that are entered into this. And this is a COVID year, of course, that we had this year. And there's still a shit ton of sauces entered in, wasn't there, Adam?
Oh, yeah. So last year, Steve, you know, still wanted to give out the Screaming Mimi Awards, which is what they call the hot sauce awards that he does. So a few of us were home, and he mailed us boxes. And all of us, so like, a box comes to my house, and he told me when it was coming, so I make sure I get it off the porch. It didn't stay out there. There was like maybe 60 different hot sauces, I think three categories each. But you send out a small batch. But yeah, this year, I mean, everybody's just dying to do stuff now, man. We've been locked in. We've been, you know, we're starting to break free and everybody's getting into it. And you know what, though? Like, the last year has produced so much creativity. It's like for chefs, for musicians, for actors, for writers. You know, you have time to reflect. You have time to try. And everybody was in their kitchen. Everybody was cooking at home. So everybody was experimenting and making stuff. So everybody, you know, like, they have the chance to show off. They have the chance to show off their new flavors. Let's enter into the expo.
Yeah, amen to that, man. That's pretty cool. It's kind of exactly what happened there, Jeffy. I like how Adam worded that. So much creativity throughout this whole process.
It's got to be. I mean, everyone wants to put their own twist and their own feel on it, and food itself is just so subjective, and hot sauce isn't any different.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll dive a little bit deeper into this whole thing here in a bit, but Jeffy, you caught on with us there for the end. You had to work, and you came up and joined us for the end there and got in some of those crazy hot ones. What were your initial thoughts there, Jeffy, doing that for the first time?
Initial thoughts? Awesome. It felt like a super cool back of the house private party. Every single person that I met was like just there for the hot sauce and just having a great time, and it was just the inclusivity of the judging was really fun. Then the hot sauces themselves were insane, like from so hot and bitter and like I didn't want it in my mouth to not even that hot, but like the flavor complexity was delicious, you know, like almost like it was in the wrong category or something, you know, at times. But I thought, it's really fun. I was jealous that I only got to taste the 18. I was ready to go for another 40 or 50 after it got me open.
Well, that's the coolest part, I think, about doing this whole judging thing, Adam, and you really kind of helped foster this whole group of people. It's such an interesting, eclectic group of people who are out there judging and tasting this stuff, man. I mean, it's all kinds of food people who aren't food people, but it's such a fun group, man. Where do you find everybody that gets involved in this?
Like I said, man, it's just networking. Matt Timms, he's one of the longtime judges. Yeah. He does a thing called the Takedowns, where it's basically like home chefs compete in, you know, mac and cheese, chili competition, so it's not professional. So I met him. I was Erin, who is a private chef. She's been at events, and then Matt Curry, you know, my boy Matt, who does the New York Best Wings Festival.
Oh god, what a great time that was, huh?
So it's like, so like, you do an event, I do an event, hey, you want to do this, and so like, yeah, we have our own little community our boy Ethan wasn't there this year. He's the usual one. And then Carolyn, he was away or something, but he'll be at the expo, I think, Sunday. That's the good thing about the expo is it's 2 days. The bad thing about the expo is it's 2 days because you can usually only go to one. And, I heard a couple of you guys are going on Sunday. I'm going Saturday.
Oh, shit.
But, it's such a good time. The Brooklyn Expo Center, I've done some other events there, too. Nice, huge place. Hopefully the rain holds out because they have a nice outdoor patio, too. There's food, and there are so many hot sauces.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
I mean, just think about it. So every hot sauce that you tasted will probably be there, okay, and then some. So you have people that, will bring like 40 different hot sauces. Torchbearer, they're one of the ones that is always there. And then you have, the little mom and pops, Born to Hulu. I met him a couple years ago at the event. He's from Jersey.
So cool.
Turns out we had a mutual friend that I used to work at Roy Rogers with. Every year he makes a new sauce. So every year I get to see him, I try his new sauce. So it's such a fun, as with anything, anything that's been going on for more than 2 or 3 years, they're doing something right.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
I think this is the seventh, eighth year.
I think it's the seventh. I think I've judged 4 of these. So this has got, it's been around a while. Maybe 5.
Yeah. So
4. I don't know.
Right. So anything that's been around that long is obviously doing something right, and good people, good food, good music, and then of course, one of the highlights of the days are the food eating competitions.
Yeah.
So this year, my wife will not be with me, so she won't be able to talk me out of this.
Oh Jesus! Which one are you doing?
I'm thinking about doing the Choco Challenge. It's a chocolate bar with 12 different types of hot peppers. And I don't know if it's if you have to eat it the fastest or eat the most of it. But I mean, come on, it's chocolate. It's got the base. It'll keep it cool, right?
No.
No. Probably going to have to sign a waiver for that. They do taco eating competitions. There's, I think, hot pizza competitions. So there's fun stuff going on the stage. You get to test out all the sauces. There's always some sort of music playing, usually rock music, because you start getting those peppers in your head that head starts banging, you're just getting into it.
It's such a fun event. I wish I could be there this year. But hey, Pac, you mind if I might share your cell with Jeffy? Maybe he could meet up with you on Saturday.
If you're there, come on down. Meet. I think Matt is coming on Saturday, the wing guy.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I think also, and not to be outdone, so Steve that runs it, his wife, his beautiful wife, Lisa, she's in charge of the New York Cocktail Expo or something like that. So there's a Bloody Mary cooking competition.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She does the cocktail part of it. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, another thing that hot sauce goes great with, Bloody Marys. I mean, come on, you can just get crazy with that.
Yeah.
It's a good time. Tom, I know you're not going to be there, but you'll be there in spirit. And,
100%.
There'll be plenty of pictures online, maybe some YouTubes you can look up later. We'll miss you. But, hey, you know what? The good thing is it'll be another one next year and the year after that and the year after that and the year after that.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Adam, last one for me, man. What's up with trying to get you on fucking like a All Stars on Big Brother? How do we do this?
Man. Like I said, I like to spit myself out. I had a great experience. Getting on your favorite reality TV show, once in a lifetime thing. I got to meet Tori Spelling on the show. They brought her into the house to meet me because I am such a super fan and super geek.
Well, I was telling Jeff and Dan, I was like, I don't know if they understand. You were a very main character on your season.
Well, yeah, the season was weird because you had newbies. There was 8 new people and 6 returning people, but I was a super fan of the returnees. So I was right there in the middle. So I was always in someone's plans, or I was always planning with someone. So that kept me in the middle. So I wasn't the target, and I wasn't the easy out. Got me far, got me to the end. I came up a little short. But like I said, I had my chance. I blew it. I'm fine with it. I love my life at home. I got a beautiful daughter. Although, you know what, now that she's getting, you know, she's six and she's starting to get that attitude, maybe, you know, going into a house for 3 months away from her might not be such a bad idea. I'm enjoying being a dad too much, man. Like, I did it. I had my fun. And now I just reap the benefits. Hey, man, it's been 10 years and I still get asked to do events. So.
Man, that's the best part about it. You played it right. So, Jeffy, Dan, just before we get Adam out of here, on the show, every episode of the show, he's wearing a shirt that has something to do with bacon. Every episode.
Yeah.
So when he got out of the show, like, the Bacon Council was reaching out to you and, right, all kinds of people.
Oh, yeah. That's how I became the Bacon Minister, because Blue Ribbon Bacon Festival, which is the biggest bacon festival in America, the theme 1 year was Viva Las Bacon, and it was a Vegas theme. And I had just gotten ordained to do my friend's wedding, and they're like, you don't happen to be ordained by chance, do you? I'm like, as a matter of fact, I am. And I put on a bacon-looking robe and a bacon shawl, and I married a couple in holy bacon matrimony. And since then, I've done about 10 weddings. No more bacon ones, though. Only the one bacon one. But, you know, I still was the bacon minister. I am a full-fledged minister, and I have a bacon outfit to wear. So the same event the following year was a wrestling event, and I actually got to wrestle with Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
What?
And that was pretty cool. And
like, you were in the ring?
Yeah, like, being behind. I was the minister, so I was officiating overseeing the event.
Uh-huh.
And I came into the ring at the end to declare a winner, and then the bad guys came in and Hacksaw threw the turkey bacon at me, and that was the wrestler's name. And I clotheslined him and got on top of him and pinned him. And to get set up by Hacksaw was once in a lifetime thing, man. That was pretty cool.
God, this is the shit I'm talking about, Jeffy. This is why we need to make them phone calls. God damn it. Adam Potts get to throw clotheslines at people. This is what I'm talking about. You never told me that story, at Pac. That's awesome.
Believe me, I got stories forever about bacon festivals around the country, man. I was in Arkansas for a bacon festival, Petty Jean Meats, the official bacon of the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Cowboys fan.
Never heard of them.
So they flew me down there, and going on at the same time was the Squirrel Cook-Off, the National Squirrel Cook-Off. So you had the bacon people there. You know, it was a small one. There's only maybe 12 or 13 participants in the bacon one. But you had like 45 teams from all over the country coming to cook squirrel. And my friend Elise joined me. She's a food blogger. And she's like, oh, I'm not doing the bacon. I'm doing the squirrel. So at the end of that day, we brought our favorite dishes, tried them out. And, fried squirrel ain't that bad. It ain't that good, but it ain't that bad.
We should wrap it in bacon and do it. That's what we should do, Pog. Hey, listen, anytime you need anybody for festivals or anything, you hit me up. Me and the Good Brothers, we're always ready to go. We'll come do the show live. We'll do whatever, man. I want to live your life. I want to go wrestle with Hacksaw and watch people cook squirrel. This sounds incredible.
There you go. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Hey, Dan, throw those plugs out for Pog before we get him out of here.
Absolutely. The Wrestling Bacon Minister. You can catch him on IG. Bacon Guru BB13. You can catch him on Twitter, Heavy Metal Teddy. Check my man out. He's wrestling Hacksaw Jim Duggan. He's eating squirrel, blessing people with bacon. This is this guy's the man, yo. Yo, I'm so happy to have met you, bro. You're killing it.
That's right.
Well, thanks for joining our merry group of hot sauce tasters. Now, obviously, at one point in the night, like you said, well, tell me. Did you experience what I said? There was like one moment where you had no idea what was going on.
Oh.
You were just living.
Every year. Every time.
There's a few.
Yeah. Dan had a couple we're talking about here soon. I got some audio of him talking about that when he was there, when he had to go to the bathroom and get his head straight.
I was doing push-ups on the side. I was like, yo, where the fuck
That's right. See that? sauce makes you do crazy things.
It does. Adam, dude, you're the best, brother. I'm so happy I got to see you, give you a big hug. I can't wait to hang out with you again sooner than later. Please give your best to your wife. She's awesome, and I look forward to seeing you down the road, my friend.
You too, man. Hugs and kisses to the family. I know you'll. I know you're doing the family thing this weekend, so that's important to you, man. But I'll put some hot sauce in my pocket and I'll mail it up to you.
That's what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. The bacon minister himself, Adam Pock. Give it up for him. Yeah. There he goes. There he goes. That dude's awesome, man. I love talking to Adam all the time. What a good guy that guy is, huh? It's
awesome, dude.
Hyped up the whole thing.
I mean. You meet a guy like this. I mean, literally, I thought it was genius. When he was on here as a guest one year, years ago, when I first met him, I told him how smart he was to be on Big Brother, a national platform, and wore a bacon shirt the entire damn time. Are you kidding me? How smart was that?
Set him out. Set him apart.
Yeah, and set him up for when he was done with the show. You know, it was fantastic. Yeah, big shout out to Adam Pock. Make sure you follow him. Oh, shit. He put it on mute so he could listen. I accidentally hung up on him. I think I did. Did I? Oh, well. He's great people, man. And I always appreciate having great people on talking food and stuff. He's a good dude. Glad you guys got a chance to meet him.
Me too.
Yeah, he was so much fun. He was lit the whole time. He was standing. He was yelling.
I'm still on mute. Don't worry. I'm still listening. You didn't hang up.
I thought I hung up on you. I was about to text you. I think I hung up on you. Oh, shit. Oh, he was there. But, just going to meet the cool people like that. I tell you, that's one of the things, that my favorite things about the Hot Sauce Expo. And judging any of these competitions and events, it's just the people you get to meet and hang out with, the new friends you make. And, like I said, it was great to see Pac and seeing what he's doing and hanging out with him. And, I look forward to hopefully seeing him down the road. I hope you guys actually get to go out to that festival. It'd be great. And Jeff, if you want, I'll send you his number and you can text him and try to meet up with him at the festival Saturday if you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. Well, coming up here in a second, we got some audio that Dan and I took, and Jeffy got some on there too when he got there, from the event itself. We thought it might be fun to kind of play some of these clips and then talk about them a little bit. Kind of what happened when we were there and whatnot. So that's going to be the plan here. We're going to take a quick 2-second break just because I got to pop the top on my water here and get another drink for myself. But when we come back, we're going to be checking out some audio from the Screaming Mimi Award judging for the New York City Hot Sauce Expo with me and Dan and lots of other guests that we talked to. It should be a lot of fun. Dan tells some pretty great stories in there as well, and Jeffy joined us at the very end, so stay tuned. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live. It's your boy Chef Plum, Chef Dan, Chef Jeffy, and big shout out to Adam Pock for joining us. Stay right there. We'll be right back. Oh yeah, Dave, Ergo Chef Knives, the knives used by so many culinary professionals, including all of us here on the program.
From the entry-level Prodigy series to the super sharp Shinzui made from Japanese V10 steel, Ergo Chef has something for everyone.
Hey, listen, every single day I use my Pro Series Santuco and I love it, man. You've seen my knife bag, haven't you? I mean, I've got like three of them in there. It's a great quality knife made by great quality people. And if my word's not enough, just ask guys like Myron Mixon, Guy Fieri, Michael Simon, and tons more.
Tell them you heard about them on Plum Love Foods by using promo code PLUM for a great discount on everything in your order. Knives so sharp, even the great city of Detroit approves.
Get some new gear at ErgoChef.com. Promo code PLUM. That's ErgoChef.com.
Today, our world is tainted. Our world is struggling. Our world may never be our world again. Today will be the last today, because tomorrow will feel different. Tomorrow will not be the same. Tomorrow will be a chance to try again, if we let it. We must open our eyes. It must make sense. It must be passed down to a new generation, a generation of hope.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
A younger generation who may just save our industry. A generation that understands functional and revolts against non-functional. Take a stand and join the fight. Say no to rosemary sprigs, chopped red peppers. Say no to kale leaves, flowers, and balsamic reduction for no reason. Say no to non-functional garnish. Paid for by the Fight Against Non-Functional Garnish Old People Put on Plates Across America Association.
Plum Love Foods Live right here on a Thursday. Hanging out with you, Chef Plum, Chef Jeff, Chef Dan. Had a great conversation with our friend Adam Pock, talking all about hot sauce, Jeffy. It's interesting when you talk to people who take this stuff so seriously, isn't it? Like, it's just, you know, so many people think hot sauce, oh, it's just hot sauce. It's not quite that simple, is it?
No, it's definitely not just hot sauce. But it's never just food. I mean, not to us. I think that guy is awesome. The fact that he's a minister, a bacon minister.
He just sent me pictures of himself marrying people in his bacon minister outfit. I'll share with you.
See? Yeah. See? I bet he loves the Jesus, too.
So, last week, Dan and I and Jeffy joined us towards the end. We got to judge the New York Hot Sauce Expo Scream and Mimi Awards. We took our recorder with us. We got some interviews. We got some stuff. And we started off by doing a super professional introduction. Well, we were supposed to, but it's not playing.
I was like, man, that was great, guys.
Nicely done. Is any of this stuff working? It's a new
category. Professional?
Yeah.
This is professional broadcasting at its finest.
Yeah, it's supposed to be working.
Well, who's lies? Every Thursday.
What the fuck? Why won't it play? It says it's here. Well, look, we'll jump right to it. I'll pull it up here. Let me just get it on the out of the Dropbox. But great event, man. Like I said, so many cool people we enjoyed hanging out with and talking about the whole event and some of the judges. And one of the judges we got to talk to was one of my favorite people in the world, at Sweater Meat on Instagram, our friend Erin Stutz. She has a great restaurant called Packed up in the Hudson Valley, and she judges every year with us.
She was cool as hell. She was really nice.
I'm trying to play audio and nothing's fucking playing.
I'm just trying to cover up the
dust. I didn't want to cut you off. But yeah, I actually thought she was hilarious, and her IG handle makes me laugh every time I hear it.
Oh, it does?
It does. Sweater Meat.
Yeah, it's a fantastic handle. And hey, keep talking for a second while I find this damn recorder. I don't know why I'm having issues like this.
Sweater Meat. Not to be confused with Blouse Meat. Or
Pants Meat.
Or Pants Meat.
No, but she was really nice. Like she was talking about the different flavors and talking about different foods you could put together. It's fun when you talk to a different chef about hot, especially something like hot sauce, where you don't think about what you would necessarily put on. People never associate hot sauce as a sauce, in which it is. So when you have, you know, other chefs and you're talking about something like hot sauce, it's really interesting.
Well, and she's been doing it for a very, very long time as well with us, which is pretty cool. So it's always great to see her come in and give her 2 cents, and her food looks delicious too. Here's this audio. I'm gonna put it up here, let it load for a second. But yeah, she's always great to be there. It's just like same group of people every time, which is what I love. Let's see if I can get her piece playing here. Here we go.
Hi, Erin. Burns sits here, owner and chef at Packed Restaurant in Kingston, also a lovely brunch bar here at Pink's, watching some drama go down with some cars up on the sidewalk because they're as excited as I am about eating our favorite category, fruit-based hot. We got some banana this year, which is a new one, a little bit of crab, everybody's favorite sea fruit, and... I would say my personal favorite had some cherry situations in it, which I really appreciated, but I do lean more towards pineapple, and I'm excited to see where we go from here, for sure.
So what she's talking about, so it's all a blind judging, and we don't get to know what anything is or the names. It's all put in little souffle cups, right, Jeff?
That's exactly right. Little souffle cups, they get passed around. We have little spoons. You can taste it as many times as you want with spoons. You can get in there as deep or as little as you like. I think the categories, if I'm not mistaken, were texture, taste, hotness, appearance, and overall. Is that right?
Yeah, overall flavor, usage of heat, mouthfeel, right?
Mouthfeel, yeah. I guess that's texture.
Texture, yeah.
Texture, is that what texture. It was? Yeah.
Yeah, it was called texture, I believe, yeah.
Which I didn't think was important until you're chewing on some shit that you don't know what it is. Like, that was, I never thought about texture as important as it is. And then you're like, what is this? Why is there a piece of thyme stem in here? And you're like, oh, yeah, this is actually super important. And then you can kind of play with the different ideas and you kind of feel it out. That was probably the most interesting thing to me, because I never thought about the texture of hot sauce and how important that was. And until you're trying different textures and like, wow, this is super important.
Yeah, the texture definitely makes a difference. And she mentioned in that piece that she was talking about the crab and the banana one. They weren't actually categories of hot sauce. It was just some of the flavors we picked up. Dan, that crab one was kind of nuts, wasn't it?
Yeah, that one was wild. Yeah, it had like the... we were talking about celery salt or something, had it kind of going on in there. It was something like that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So one of the fun things after judging a whole round of sauces, Dan stepped away for a few minutes to gather himself, and we got some audio of it. All right, Dan, we're getting ready to have the pepper-based hot. You need a pen, don't you, for your scorecards. Here we go. Dan, what do you think? How's it been so far? You take all of my... You took all the things. Dan, what do you think, man? You've done a couple categories now. How's your mouth feeling? How are you feeling?
It's starting to cool down now. There was a moment in time where I did think I was going to pass out, but I'm feeling good now. I'm ready to go into the next category, rock this shit.
You were going to pass out?
Well, you know, I went to the bathroom for a minute. I had to, you know, man up. I had to look myself in the mirror and go, you know what? You can do this.
I had no idea it had gotten that bad.
You know what? I don't show it out here. You know what I'm saying? I save it for the bathroom. My bathroom time is for me to confess.
My bathroom time stinks. I don't know why we do it. Dan has to have his bathroom. What happened there? Was it just kind of had a little recovery time there, Dan?
To be completely honest, like, I wasn't ready. You're like, oh, you're going to go to hot sauce judging. This will be fun. And you're like, okay, maybe 10 hot sauces? I didn't know it was going to be fucking almost 100 hot sauces. I was like, holy shit. You were like, oh, it's going to be fun. It's going to be great. You're going to make great people. You didn't tell me I was going to eat 100 hot sauces. So we're like 20 fucking hot sauces. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm not ready. Because I was taking spoonfuls. I'm like, yeah, this is going to be great. And then as you're eating it, you're like, oh, and then people are handing you hot sauces from their table. Here, try this. It's delicious. And as delicious as they were, there was some that weren't as delicious. Some were just hot for no reason. Some hit you funny, and it's just like, whoa, hold on a minute. I gotta take a second to compose myself. So yeah, I definitely needed a second.
You know, there was some of that in the background of that audio. You heard another good brother talking. Our friend Matt Timms from the Takedowns, he chimed in a little bit for us.
All right, my name is Matt Timms. I've been doing the takedowns.com for 15 years. I'm in the city and around the country. This is food competition, but that's not what we're talking about.
Get
now.
A little
we're
bubbly there.
Crazy hot sauce competition. Oh. We've been eating Louisiana style, fruit-based and fruit-based hot, which means basically it's been incrementally hotter. And right now we got a reaper in a lot of these, you know, fruity fruit-based sauces. I'm looking forward to a reaper sauce competition next, but I'm not. Is that where we're at now? Woo! I don't even know. My mouth is like salivating, which is like a. I don't want to drool all the table. It's not sexy. But I will say that it's very, very hot. But that being said, nonstop endorphin rush, and that's what it's about, isn't it? Isn't it?
Absolutely.
It is.
Perfect.
Yeah, he's right about that. The endorphin thing, like, I mean, you guys both felt that, didn't you, when you were doing some of the tastings?
Definitely. Definitely. I was high as shit on Chili's walking home. I was like, oh, I'm telling you, I was fired up. I wanted to eat like another 50. I was like, damn, got me open.
Yeah, it gets you going, that's for sure. It's kind of crazy. I mean, the thing about it is if you saw Matt Timms there while he was doing that interview, his face looked like someone had sprayed him with mace 20 minutes prior before that. I mean, Dan, would you agree?
Yeah, I got to sit next to him the whole time, so we're talking and conversing. And yeah, his eyes were bloodshot red. He had tears for a little while, and then he'd go ahead and sip his beer and get right on to the next one. Like, my man was running through them hot sauces. He had no cares in the world. He was just like, next hot sauce. Like, and he was getting into it. He was fun. I'm glad I got to sit next to him because he actually taught me a lot of things about the nuances of hot sauce.
He goes every single year. So Pac talked about how it's kind of like a big party and having a great time out there, and you know, drinks are flowing, hot sauce is flowing. One of our friends who used to, I think it was New York City Foodie Eats or something like that was her blog, Carolyn, was having a great time. Jeffy, check this out.
So right, I can't wait for the triple X category, the really hot.
I wonder if you guys caught me. I would hold the mic. I would say, hey, just introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about the expo, what you like about it. Did you hear me go, you didn't even introduce yourself. Here, let me show you that again.
Here we go. So good.
You're good.
So right, I can't wait for the triple X category, the really hot, hot category. So I'm Carolyn. I love the Screaming Mimi's. And I love to taste the hottest sauces from the hottest sauces makers.
Who?
And it's right now we're about to do the triple X, the most X of X's. X's.
How many X's? They need three.
We need three of them, and we're about to do them, and I can't wait to taste each and every one of them. They are so hot, and they're so delicious.
Nice.
Oh, don't worry, folks. There's 45 seconds left.
And I hope I can make it home.
Court every week. Jesus Christ,
seven kids.
Joined now.
Oh, yeah. Jeffy joined us here.
He's got seven kids. He's fucking with you.
No, he has seven kids.
No, he doesn't.
Let's lead off with that.
Matt Corey's seven kids are here right now with us. One of them is one of the chef Jeffy.
Yeah. Hi, Dad.
Dad, I love you. Son, I love.
Do like Jeffy. DFK.
Yeah.
DFK.
This man makes the most succulent.
Oh, succulent.
Chicken breasts. White meat. If you can make my white meat that succulent.
Wait, Matt, can you do me a favor? Could you cut a promo on
I mean, literally what's happening right there is people being high on hot sauce.
And drunk.
The fuck was he talking about?
It was a good time.
It was a good time.
She was all excited about the hot sauce that she left.
Well, she got up and walked away. The poor thing. She was so drunk and had to get out of there. But she's very nice as well. We asked Matt Corey to cut a promo for the show, and this is what he gave us.
It better be on. Go. When you're hanging out with Matt Corey, it better be on because you're hanging out with Chef Plum Love Foods live.
What?
10 p.m. Thursday.
He's whispering.
When you're hanging out with Chef Plum Love Foods live. 10 p.m. Thursdays. Hanging out with Chef Dan. Hanging out with Chef Jeff. I'm having the time of my night. Slice it up thin. Serve it nice and tasty. It's juicy. We hanging out with Chef Plum.
So Jeffy joined us here at the hot sauce section for the back end of it. They're screaming and passing shots out of tequila, Jeffy, to people on the street. It's pretty wild. Shots getting passed out all over. People are screaming. We're grabbing people just off the sidewalk to do shots with. Just regular folk, not even judges. It's getting wild.
Gotta love New York.
Gotta love New York.
You know, that was definitely one of the feelings I had about that whole event. Was just, it really felt like, as we're hanging outside, Lower East Side, right, Jeffy, is where we were?
Yeah.
Just outside on the sidewalk, people walking. It felt like New York again for the first time in a while to me.
It definitely did, man. New York is definitely back. People are hanging out. People are going out. There's shows all over. Things are really happening. It's great.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, of course, our host that night, the one and only Steve Seabury, couldn't be there. So his wife was there, the lovely Lisa Seabury. She gave us this to play on the show tonight.
So are you ready?
Let me know. Yeah, sure.
All right, ready?
All right, I'm Lisa Seabury of High River Sauces and the New York City Hot Sauce Expo. And that's me.
Tell us about the evening. What do you think? How's it gone so far?
I am having a blast at the Screaming Mimi Awards. We are just about to do our last category, the Triple X. And you know what? There's been some crying, screaming, milk guzzling, tear jerking. and it's been quite entertaining.
How's it gone so far, you think, tonight?
I think this is one of the best judging we've ever had. I think that we had a lot of competitive entries that are super innovative, and people are having fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
And the event is?
The event is October 16th and 17th at the Brooklyn Expo Center. So tickets are on sale. Get your tickets while they last.
Perfect. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
There she is, Lisa Seabury, talking about the New York Hot Sauce Expo happening this weekend at the Brooklyn Expo Center, October 16th and 17th. Get out there and check it out if you can. Support great events like that. Big shout out to Steve Seabury, High River Hot Sauces, Lisa Seabury. Thanks for having us out there. We really, truly appreciate it. Look forward to doing it again next year, boys. Are you in?
Hell definitely. Fucking yeah.
Definitely.
And maybe this year, Dan, I want everyone to know, it's Dan switched over from drinking like a cocktail to a beer to, by the end of the night, he was drinking half and half like it was fucking Dasani water.
Hell yeah. I drank a quart.
I drank a quart.
Straight up. I drank a quart. No lie. I drank a whole fucking quart of half and half. And I was eating cottage cheese. I haven't had cottage cheese in 25 years.
Truth.
I was like, hand me the cottage cheese.
That's true. We all were doing that. I was eating cottage cheese, too, and I hate that shit. Jeffy, final thoughts on the Screamin' Mimi Awards judging you got to take part in.
Well, I second the cottage cheese. That's the truth. When you're really deep in something very, very spicy, cottage cheese will cleanse your palate. My father, what's his name? Matt Curry.
Matt Corey, my father.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he taught me that.
Yeah, we love Matt. Hopefully he's doing the New York Cocktail Expo this year in the spring. We're going to get involved in that, too.
Hells to the year.
Yo, heads up. It's Pac. I'm back. I've been listening the whole time. And one thing I forgot to mention, and Plum, I can't believe we didn't do it. So
what?
One of the other things you do when you're eating the hot sauces is to cool your mouth off, you sometimes use whipped cream.
Oh yeah,
and Plum. We didn't get to do our annual thing. Usually, Plum and I, we will squirt whipped cream in each other's mouths, and it's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I mean, we're two very large gentlemen, you and I, and I think it's very nice that two men of our stature can put whipped cream in each other's mouths and then continue to eat hot sauce.
No. We don't put it in each other's mouths. We squirt it in each other's mouths.
Even better. Pocket, you can spray your cream in my mouth anytime.
Good night.
There he goes.
Good night.
Adam Pock, my friends, yes. Chiming back in, coming in like a sniper for us. That's what it was. Dan, throw Pock's plugs out there for him. I wasn't expecting that at all.
Bacon Minister. Catch him on IG. Bacon Guru BB13. Also on the Twitter. Heavy Metal Teddy.
There it is. That was fucking great, Jeff. He just jumped right back in there, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. I'm glad he's listening. He should have just hung with us.
I know. I didn't want to take all his time. I thought we'd just use him for 10, 15 minutes and get him out of here, and then I would have kept him on. Now I feel bad. Shit. Shout out to legend. Absolute legend of a human being. That's for damn sure. New York Hot Sauce Expo. Check it out. It's going to be a great event. Cool people, great food, lots of fun. Win a competition for yourself if you want. Jump in and get yourself a competition. It's going to be a great event. Oh, hey, music's way loud. Yeah, get in there and check it out, that's for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a few minutes left here in the program, and we got to do the brand new segment. What did we learn this week in food? And boys, I want you to know, when you guys were texting back and forth, I was trying to make a drop for this, like a little sounder, like a little... What did you learn today? Or some shit like that. Or like a school's bells ringing. It's Plum Love Foods Live. What did you learn this week in food with Chef Plum, Chef Jeff, and Chef Dan? Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be amazed as your brains take a trip down culinary lane. Or some stupid shit. That was off the top of my head, Jeff. I appreciate you not judging me.
That was great. That was great.
I thought it was fantastic. I was kind of hoping you were going to sing it to the tune of The Facts of Life.
Ooh, okay, okay. Let me see if I can do something like that. Hang on a second. You ready? It's time to learn. It's time to see what we can learn about culinary.
Woo!
What did we learn?
It's
what did we
today.
Learn?
Love it.
We're going to have that for next week. That's pretty good, The Facts of Life. Dan, you've always got some knowledge to break down on things you've learned throughout the week. What do you got this week for us?
Yes, I love knowledge. And first of all, I learned that cereal is definitely soup. And we'll get into that later, just as I proved that hot dogs are a sandwich. But what I learned, I was learning a little something about
cereal.
Wait,
do we get to comment on that, or are you just going to keep going?
Oh, we can go. Oh, I mean, if you want to comment on it, comment on it.
I don't want to, like drag along on it. But, like, I mean, it's hard to fucking say he's wrong, Jeffy, if you look at what soup is. And what cereal is, it's really hard to say he's wrong, don't you think?
No, I don't.
Jeffy's angry.
You guys are out of your mind. I get higher than both of you, and I still think that this makes no sense.
Well, cereal and soup, it's solids inside of a liquid that you eat with a spoon. I mean, I don't know how else to define
it. One is like grains that you pour milk on.
Yeah.
Unless you're poor and you put water on it, which I've done, and it sucks, but it gets it wet and you can get it down.
So what if you had a wild rice chicken soup made with a cream-based broth? Mm. As a
Did
grain?
You hear me? Did you hear me? It's fucking grains, maybe a little fruit, like a granola, bro.
Okay.
And milk or water.
Yeah.
So if you're poor.
So let's get into this. So
could milk be considered the actual original beef stock?
No. It's like bone broth. It's just made with milk.
No.
Well, I mean, they do make like a gazpacho.
Yeah, cold
That's
soup.
A gazpacho. That is a soup.
Yeah.
It's like blended. Cold. It's not even. It's not even in this. It's not even apples and oranges. We are talking hot dogs and fucking
like hot dog sandwiches.
Grain soup.
Grain soup, hot dog set. Grain and marshmallow soup.
That would even be a soup, but it wouldn't be milk on top of grains.
Well, let me tell you something, Jeffy. When my daughter comes downstairs and wants a bowl of Lucky Charms, as a chef, she doesn't say it to me. She goes, "Daddy, can I have some grain soup with marshmallows?"
Hey.
It's a true story.
What if it's almond milk?
Yep.
It's not really milk, right?
Nope.
It's almond broth.
It's more like a juice.
Almond broth over some grains.
I mean, if you worded that shit like that on the fucking ad hoc menu from Thomas Keller, you could get $85 a bowl for it.
No, you couldn't.
Easy.
Jeffy's easy. Like, no, you couldn't. He's so angry.
Because you guys, it's like, I can't get that high. I just don't know.
I don't know if it's about getting high. I think it's just playing the words.
I feel left out, you know? Like, how high do these guys get? Like, what do they get? Like, where do their vitamins come from? They live in Connecticut. Is there special vitamins in Connecticut that I need to know about?
Listen, the only way to solve this is to I think we should take a vote officially here on the show.
Say it again.
I think the only way to solve this officially is to have the official vote here on the program to make the decision. So, all of those in favor of calling it, of not calling cereal soup, say aye.
Aye.
All of those in favor of calling cereal soup, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Sounds like the ayes have it, Jeffy.
Mm.
Yeah, but we should let the people decide because you guys are biased because you think you're always right.
We just did the official decision here. I think it's done.
Sounds good to me.
I'm gonna tell you right now. It's wrong.
Cereal is soup.
We'll put a poll up on the Instagram and see what comes up. How about that?
Yeah.
I mean, from a pure culinary standpoint, is cereal, could cereal be considered soup?
Absolutely.
Let me put another explanation in there, Jeffy. Aliens come down to our planet from some weird place like I don't know, Croatia, right? They come down from Croatia, and they like, hey, what do you guys eat having for dinner? And we're like, oh, this is chicken soup. It's soup made from this animal and these vegetables, and we make this delicious soup out of it. And they're like, oh, okay, how do we eat it? Oh, you take a spoon, which is this utensil, you put it in, you scoop it, and put it into your mouth. And they go, oh, okay, we have those on planet Croatia. They call them shovels. And like, no, it's like a small shovel, right? The next morning we wake up, I'm having a bowl of Fruit Loops. Dan's, of course, is having his grape nuts. He's a healthy guy. And they're like, oh, you're having breakfast soup. That's exactly what they would say. Because they know that that's a soup that we're eating with that spoon. It's a liquid and thumping in a bowl. I win. Jeffy will concede to us. In 3, 2, 1. Go for it, Jeffy.
I can't.
Jeffy will say, we win in 3, 2, 1. Go, Jeffy.
I know.
Dan, what did you actually learn this week? Sorry, this wasn't where it's supposed to go.
So I learned about cereal. And cereal was basically came about in about 1860. Dr. James Caleb Jackson, he created his hard-as-a-rock, flavorless brick combination of gram flour and water. And it needed to be soaked in milk overnight to even be edible. It was terrible. Needless to say, it did not go over well. But about 36 years later, Dr. John Harvey Kellogg, the man in charge of the Battle Creek Sanatorium in Michigan, he took this horrible recipe, and he thought that it would actually help people to keep from jacking off. Yes, he thought that if he made cereal, yes, absolutely. He created cereal because he thought breakfast, he was part of the Seventh-day Adventists, and he wanted to believe that cereal needed to be healthier but plain in order to keep people from their thoughts being corrupted by sexual urges. So he started doing this granola again. And one day, they left the granola dough out. It dried up. When they rolled it out and they baked it, it ended up being these crispy flakes. Those crispy flakes turned into what we now know as cornflakes.
Whoa.
His brother, W.K. Kellogg, took that, ran with it, started mass producing it. It wasn't until another patient of this sanatorium, Charles William Post, stole the recipe, started creating his own thing, did their Post cereal, then created Grape Nuts, that then created the onslaught of other people trying to make cereals, and basically the cereal craze boomed and everybody started eating cereal in the hopes of, I guess, not masturbating.
Jesus Christ, Dan. That's crazy talk. Jeffy, what do you think?
I think that's great. I think I'm going to start eating more cereal.
From masturbations?
I didn't say that, Dan.
It was in the name of Jesus, though. They did it in the name of Jesus.
All right. Sure. Well, I can't wait to, in the name of to Jesus. Have some...
Doesn't always make them right.
That's true. Jeffy, what have you learned this week in food? You got anything for us?
Educate the people. It's a new old thing, but it was something I was actually excited about. It's kind of like a new news thing, and that's, Americans eat way too much salt, and the FDA is actually finally like coming out and talking about it and asking all products across the board in restaurants to just cook with less salt. They want to down the salt intake by about 12% annually, which is quite a bit, and it's a big contributor to heart disease. I actually eat low salt myself. I kind of try to get people to do it more often. It's in restaurants in particular, I find it as it's a quick band-aid to make food taste brighter. People just like throw salt, more salt on it, you know, and I think it's like a lazy tactic. It bothers me.
Damn. Well, I love salt. I think salt's delicious.
Me too, but too much is a cheat. It's like MSG.
But don't we come from salt water?
No, you do need salt, but I think, when working out as much as you do and like exerting as much energy as you do, you probably need more salt than the average person, just because you're always going for walks with Rocket and stuff and like kicking ass, going around fighting crime.
Yeah, that's true.
When you do that, you probably sweat a ton, and that probably gets a lot of salt out of your body. So you need more salt.
All right. You. That's good to know, Jeffy. I think that's a great thing. I think it's, as chefs, it's something we should all maybe keep in mind a little bit.
A little less salt.
Maybe substitute a little lemon. Lemon does the same thing salt can do.
Again, a little acid will definitely brighten some food up.
That's right. Back to that balance. Back to
that. Little.
Yeah, there you go.
I would say it's probably more in the processed foods that have sodium, high sodium, that aren't necessarily like kosher salt or like, you know, regular salt you're thinking about when you put on a plate, but the added sodium that they put into things unnecessarily.
Yeah, like yes. People who think that those Beyond Burgers are a healthy food when they have so much sodium. By the way, that's another company I want to reach out to, boys, to talk to. One of those people who make those burgers on a massive scale.
Yeah, let's do it.
Great. Two things.
Food scientists love us.
Yeah. I got two things this week that I wanted to bring up that I thought would be interesting, if I could remember them both. One of which is a fun food fact, gentleman, that I learned, which is a little bit crazy. And the other one was a helpful tip when doing a job interview. Because we all know there's lots of jobs out there right now, Dan, right?
Yeah, lots of them.
So, Dan, I would like to be the person interviewing for a job with you at your kitchen. Could you just role play with me here and ask me what my what my worst quality is? Or what's my worst quality? Or what I bring that's like, what am I not great at?
Okay. Well, hello.
Oh, hi, Chef Dan. Very excited to talk to you.
Yes, yes. Thank you for coming. I appreciate you actually showing up for an interview. We have a lot of people that just don't show up, so it's nice to see you.
Yeah, of course. I don't know if I tell everybody that, but that gives me bargaining points already. But go ahead.
What would you say is your worst quality as an employee?
Yeah, great question, Dan. And I'll tell you what, I think the worst quality for me may not be a quality that's something that I have on my own. It's the fact that everywhere I go, I'm chased by ninjas and have to fight them off at least once a day.
Word. Okay. Okay. Are you able to fight off these ninjas?
I mean, I'm here.
Awesome. All right. That's actually, we have a ninja problem, so that actually wouldn't be a bad thing to have.
I don't know if you can say that in 2021, Dan. You can't have a ninja problem. Here's the point. My point was that there's lots of jobs out there. We were doing some role-playing job interviewing at my job yesterday, and we found that the occasional joke in a job interview is a good thing. I think it settles people. I think it brings that intensity level down a little bit. You know, keep it professional, but say something silly because it makes everything seem a lot less intense. Jeff, am I coming from crazy third base here?
No, I agree. I like to drop it. That's what she said in an interview.
Jesus Christ, shut up.
I like to just, you know, I like to mix it up. I like to wink at the interviewee a lot. Well, you know, just like if I, because, you know, I mean, most of the time, as soon as they see me, they've already decided, like, oh, this guy's got to work here.
Right. I usually open with, hey, before we get started, do you guys want to compare pubic hairstyles?
Ooh, that's bold, because I don't manscape, so I'm like all natural. I mean, I'm impressed with myself, but I don't think.
Whoa.
I don't know if I could put it up against someone who maybe like fades it.
Oh, I'll rock the martini glass right now. It's dope.
The martini glass? Is that just like the classic triangle?
You know, it's kind of, but it kind of goes, you know, it's like two triangles and a line in the middle.
Oh, you have a lot of hair, huh?
It's like, no, I'm not a very hairy individual at all. Dan, you're awful quiet.
Because I'm just listening.
He's just trying to imagine what we look like.
Yeah, I'm just like, the faces I'm making right now are just speaking for themselves.
I think you're just gazing off and thinking, all right, listen.
Well, I'm glad you're making faces, Dan, because it's a radio show.
I'm sitting quietly. I'm just listening. What do you want me to do? I'm like,
he just kicked you in the nuts. That was awesome. fun food fact I learned this week, friends. Scientists can turn peanut butter into diamonds. Yep. True story. Scientists at the Bayerisches Geo Institute in Germany have discovered that if peanut butter, because it's so rich in carbon, back to that pH scale we've been talking about, it's possible to turn simple Skippy peanut butter into diamonds. All you have to do, guys, is just extract the oxygen from the carbon dioxide found on the peanut spread, and then enact immense pressure on the carbon left behind, and poof, you have a Skippy diamond.
I don't... Could you imagine telling your wife you made her diamond ring out of peanut butter?
It'd be fucking incredible. Could you believe that?
Here, babe.
My wife would appreciate that.
I think if we really wanted to fuck the diamond market, we should just start getting a bunch of peanut butter and making diamonds.
Hell yeah.
Did you miss out the part where they said taking out all the oxygen and then
that's easy.
Putting on immense pressure?
Yeah, that's easy.
What is that?
Cryovac it.
Yeah.
Cryovac it?
Oh, cryovac it. Yeah. That sounds right.
Yeah. That's it. And then what I thought we would do is put it under a bunch of number 10 cans for like a day or two.
Number 10 cans in the walk-in. Exactly. There you go.
Done.
Vacuum sealed.
Done.
Under number 10 cans. Fucking boom.
Why are we giving these secrets on?
We are giving secrets. We need to stop that shit. Hey, big shout out to our friend Adam Pock for joining us on the program here tonight. A lot of fun talking to him. Also, shout out to the New York Hot Sauce Expo happened this weekend at the Brooklyn Expo Center, October 16th and 17th. Get your tickets, facebook.com/New York Hot Sauce Expo. Check it out. A lot of great food, great competitions, great music, cool people. Can't emphasize enough. Get over there. Check out this festival. It's going to be a lot of fun. Dan, thank you very much, my friend. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. Love being here.
Jeffy, always a pleasure, sir.
I'm not even going to honor that with a statement.
I love you.
I love you back.
Hey, for all the good brothers here and the Hulkster, even the Hulkster friends. My name is Chef Plum. For Chef Jeff, for Chef Dan, thank you for checking out Plum Love Foods Live. We'll see you guys next week for another fun-filled episode with lots of facts. And in the meantime and in between time, remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's give it the time it deserves. We'll see you next week. Don't forget the Hot Sauce Expo this weekend.
Power of power, too sweet to be sour. I'm funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and space is the place.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.